Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. Super pumped to be here on this fabulous Friday. I've got an awesome, amazing friend of mine, woman here, and we're going to go right into the show. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, Air Force veteran, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is heard in over 40 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, and Panama, and the UK, and Norway, and 44 other countries. So thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here, we tell these stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives, and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday, and also on the first and third Fridays, at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. I'd love to talk with you. You can interact with the guests that come on the show. We do amazing things in there. On the show are impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does exactly that. Now, if you're listening to us live, you can call in and talk to our guests at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. My team will be scrubbing all the calls so no craziness comes through. But if you have a legitimate question for myself or any of our guests, that is the call-in number. So please help me welcome to the show, Ariel Dandridge. What is happening, my friend?
Hey, Sean, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I love how you put in there TEDx speaker. I am so excited for you about that. Congratulations.
I am just super stoked that my TEDx talk has over 7,400 views and it's been out about a week. I'm like, holy crap, somebody saw it. Like, I figured like TED Talks, you know, there's millions of people who watch these things, right? But I was like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it speaks to like our mindset. You know, like maybe we don't think that sometimes we're worthy to get, you know, 100,000 or, you know, that many views on something, right? On a video or whatever, you know, maybe we don't think that, you know, oh, that'll never happen to me. That never happened to me. You know, we wish for it. We want it. But somehow in our subconscious, something it says, ah, no, that'll never happen. Like, we're no. But here we are. So we met last year and you were putting on an event in your place in, what was it? Junction City, Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had never even heard of that place before. I was like, where? I didn't look at the map. I'm like, where is that? So you did an event last year, and it was amazing. So why don't you just quickly talk about what the purpose of that event was?
Okay. So the purpose of the event was to bring together veterans and connect them with other veterans and the resources in this community. Because one of my things is here in Kansas, in Junction City is where Fort Riley is. And it seems like people call us one of those flyover states. Mm-hmm. So surprisingly, even though we have 1st Infantry Division here, it's like we get left out. Like, we don't have as many resources as, let's say, California or Texas or Florida, New York, you know, those different places.
Right.
So I said, I want to have a conference for the veterans in the Midwest. So that's pretty
that's
much
awesome.
How it went. Now, it didn't happen physically, but we did do it online. It was the first major event, and scary, and just things happen, but I'm still excited about the connections I made, because like that's how I met you, and you have really inspired me. And I mean, I told you before, you're not getting rid of me now, so You're my friend now.
No way. And we shared some YouTube videos together. Like, I had you look at some screaming goats and some some other things.
Oh,
and you
gosh,
had me watch
yes.
Videos. That was so that was so funny. That was so damn funny. Oh, Lord. So you and I, well, actually, and I'm super pumped for this. You and I are actually going to be speaking in Maryland together at another Veterans Empowerment Conference, August 18th.
Yes. So can I talk about that?
Absolutely. Please do.
So I applied for that, and then I applied for the keynote and one of the workshops, I believe. And I didn't get selected as the keynote. And I was there like, well, who in the heck are they going to have as a keynote? And then when I saw your name, I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's the perfect person. And then I was like, oh, yay. We're going to be in the same area speaking.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
And then I got a message. And then I got a message from you. It was like, really? You get to be the keynote? Really? It was so funny. You're like, I applied for that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, oh, it was funny.
No, but it's good. I mean, they picked the perfect keynote.
Yeah, it'll be great.
So.
Thank you. Well, you would have been fabulous too. Like, I've seen you speak, you know, on all your shows and everything that I see, the videos and everything. Like, you freaking crush it. So either way, they would have won. Me or you, they would have won. So, but if you're
now, they have both of us there.
Right, right. So, if you're ready to go, let's do this.
Okay.
So this episode is entitled Transitioning from the Military to Civilian Life with Arielle Dandridge. Arielle, a certified life and veteran development coach, is the founder of the Veteran Woman LLC, a company dedicated to supporting and empowering female veterans as they transition from the military to civilian life. Arielle, like those she serves, is a 12-year Army veteran who once struggled to find direction during her own transition period. Held back by a lack of direction, limited resources, and personal trauma resulting from domestic violence, sexual harassment, and military sexual assault, she felt alone trying to find her place in the world. It wasn't until she stumbled upon her own life coach that she found the direction and personal determination she needed to move forward, eventually creating the Veteran Woman Program. Today, she teaches women how to use their military experience as an advantage to both their personal and professional lives, especially those who don't fit the traditional stay-at-home mom or 9-to-5 roles. More than that, Arielle works closely with women to help them establish clear goals, discover motivations, and create plans of action to live a life they love. Her coaching style is considered solution-focused, transformational and comprehensive, all backed by a passion to help others find their passion, purpose, and happiness beyond PTSD, anxiety, and depression. Arielle is dedicated to helping her clients reignite their passion in life and to rejuvenate their minds, bodies, and souls so they can push towards the future with a clear mind full of purpose. Now, you can go to any of these links that are in the show notes. You can go to www.theveteranwoman.com. Look her up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. She even has a YouTube channel. Look her up and get involved with her. So you are doing some amazing, like, I know personally, like, you're doing incredible, incredible work with the people that you work with. Like, oh my gosh, you're doing amazing things.
Wow, thank you. As you read my bio, I'm like, oh my, okay.
Like, damn. Like, because we write it out. And we're like, okay, this. And then it gets said, like, at a conference or someplace, you know what I mean? And you're like, who the hell's that? Like, really?
Right?
You know, like, right? Sometimes you're like, I do all that? It's kind of like our performance report, like, in the military. Like, when you read it, you're like, I did what? I donated?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Right? Like, oh, man. Every time I read performance, I'm like, who wrote this? Like, I didn't do that. Oh, yeah, I did do that. Yeah, I did. Like a year ago. That's right. I did that. Yeah, I forgot about that. You know,
right,
but they make
right.
it so, like, they make it so, like, they make it so funny. Like, for those of you who are listening who may not be military, if you ever want to write a good performance report, you have to put three keywords in there, okay? You have to put spearheaded. That's one. You have to put spearheaded in there. You have to put benchmark. That's one of them. And then the third thing you have to write in there is something about how you save the military millions of dollars. Because if you save the military thousands of dollars, you ain't crap. You have to save millions of dollars.
Or that you were in charge of millions of dollars of inventory.
Oh, yeah. No.
You
absolutely have to be in charge. You have to be in charge of $1 million program. You have to be. Or somehow led something into battle, like something, right? Like, you can't just be like, I showed up to work and did my job.
No.
And nobody got hurt. You know what I mean? Like,
I love the spearheaded one, though. That is so true.
My God. Every single performance report is like spearheaded, new program, benchmarked, new exciting, you know, curriculum, you know, in the training department, whatever, saved the military millions of dollars. You know, like, literally,
yep.
That's a one-line. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, anyway, so back to the show. We can talk about this forever. We might get off track here in this show. This might be a train wreck waiting to happen between you and I. So what is your why? The first question I always ask in the show is, what is your why? Why do you do what you do?
So my biggest why, the reason why I do what I do, is because I had a breakdown right before I got out of the military. So December 2013, it started a little bit before that, but that's when I was hospitalized. And I was diagnosed with adjustment disorder at that time. And then I got out in May of 2014. Really, it was on the overweight program because that was the quickest way for me to get out. I could not bear being in long enough to do med board, even though people have recommended that I go through that because I was in a bad spot. And then when I got out, the VA diagnosed me with PTSD, anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, excoriations, just a whole gamut of things, and some physical stuff. And so when I got out and I started telling my story, that's when people started reaching out to me and saying that, you know, they deal with the depression, the anxiety, or the PTSD, or whatever. And I just started telling my story more and more and finding out that a lot of people go through that either while they're in the military, doing the transition, or after the military. And I talk about the emotional side of the transition because, for instance, I had a resume in the military. I was IT. So, I mean, that's a good paying job.
Yeah.
But when I got out, it was like, okay, I can't, my anxiety, my social anxiety, my agoraphobia, it was like, I can't work a regular job. I'll literally go crazy. Being around people, being out, and just the requirements of the job and not having that flexibility. So I decided, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I was in therapy at the time. I spoke with a coach. I was doing direct sales. I was doing direct sales before I got out of the military, actually. So that transferred into when I got out. And then that's when I hired a coach. And that's when I was introduced to the world of coaching. Mm-hmm. And that first call that I had, I was in tears because I was so happy because I was like, this is what I needed to hear. And then the person on the other line, they were like, that's what coaching is about. It's taking you from where you are now and how to move forward. And from then on, I've been like crazy about coaching, not knocking therapy in any way, but I'm crazy about coaching. Mm-hmm. So anybody who knows me knows that I was big on counseling, going to study social work and psychology. But when I found out about coaching, I was like, this is what I'm called to do. So now I work with other people, women veterans, veterans, anybody who comes to me, anybody who's a good fit with me, to find out how to work through whatever mental health diagnosis or mental illness diagnosis that they have, how to live a fulfilling life even with that diagnosis. And my real big thing is entrepreneurship. So entrepreneurship is the one that really saved me because it gave me a purpose again. It gave me a sense of identity. I have the ability to control a lot and have freedom and flexibility and travel. But if I don't feel like traveling, if I need to be at home, then that's when my online marketing skills really kick in. So, yeah, that's my why. And that was a long version of it.
And, no, that's fine. But there's a lot of veterans just like that, though. I mean, so many veterans get out of the military and struggle to find themselves.
Yeah.
I don't know what the numbers are, but how many do you work with, or how many do you see, or how many do you know that have the same issue? They come out and they're just like, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. It's pretty rampant.
And so many.
I figured.
Learn more and more every day. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like an epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. But who were you before you got to this point? You know, I mean, you didn't always have PTSD. I'm sure you didn't always, you know, have all these diagnoses and everything else. I mean, you joined the Army, right? I mean, who was mm-hmm. Ariel, you know, while you were serving and leading up to you getting out?
Oh my goodness. I was, a huge extrovert. You could tell I was an extrovert. Bubbly, very, 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 very active in the community and everything. And just, I mean, anything you needed, I was there. And mm-hmm. I wasn't afraid to be around people. That social anxiety was non-existent. So complete opposite pretty much of what I am now. And it took me a while to be okay with that, because I grieved the loss of my old self, because I missed that Ariel that was able to just get up and do anything, go anywhere, be around anybody, talk to anybody, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
But when I came to terms to say, okay, this is the new me, then it was like, okay, how do I adapt? And one of the things, a lot of my friends seem to always be introverts. Some of my closest friends are introverts. And I would actually look at them and say, man, I wish that I could just sit and read a book alone and be okay with it, or go eat alone, because that was just like a foreign concept to me. But now, mm-hmm. because of the social anxiety, that's something that I do. But now, instead of looking at it as isolation, I look at it as a way to rejuvenate myself. So I'm able to sit down and do things alone, which at first I couldn't do it. I couldn't fathom it. But I do it, and I had to find that healthy balance to make sure it's not isolation and that it's just me, you know, replenishing my energy.
Mm.
I'm still considered an extrovert, but if you look at my personality test around now, you see more introversion in there.
Yeah.
But that's the new me. So it's like, this is who mm-hmm. I am now. And because I went through all those things, I don't wish them upon anybody, and I don't want to go do everything over again. But now I have a true, true understanding of people who deal with PTSD, anxiety, and depression, or any thing like similar to that. So it's God's way of me being able to be a true advocate,
right?
As I'm called to be.
So what do you think was the cause of that? We always talk about our why, and then we talk about that transformational moment that put us on the path to what we're doing. So what do you believe was that transformational moment, that defining moment that put you into this direction that you're in now?
When I started sharing my story and people started reaching out to me, because I've always been a person to help others. Like I said, counseling was always been in my bones in some form or fashion. Motivational speaking has always been there. This just took a different path. So when people started reaching back out to me and saying, thank you for sharing your story, thank you for being so transparent, I deal with this too. And that brings me hope to see you be able to get through some things, but still share, you know, your hard days, and to know that you can have good days. And then, of course, I tell them, you know, keep pushing through. I know it's hard, but you can get through it no matter how dark your days are. So people reaching out and saying thank you for being transparent, that is probably was my biggest turning point. So I said, okay, how can I go further into this and help other people, especially other women veterans who are going through the same or similar things?
Perfect. And the story that you were telling me, the testimony you were telling them, is all about, you know, what we read in the bio, right? I mean, it was like military harassment and assaults and, you know, leaving the military and just being in that bad area and then overcoming. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to the point of going into a mental institution for a few days, the point of wanting to commit suicide, to the days that I have, you know, I'm very, very active on social media. And some people have called me like, why did you post that on social media? Like when I have my bad days, I will get up and type out my symptoms. I will say like, my heart is racing. I'm anxious about this. This is what's going on. This is a trigger, but this is how you can work through it.
Right.
So I'm real open about that because I'm like, you know, when I was going through, I wish I had someone who could tell me that, you know, I understand and you can get through this. And actually, at the end, I did have somebody who did that. I told her what was going on, and she's actually the person that said, okay, we're taking you to the hospital because you need some help. Because she heard certain key words, and she was like, I think you're having a breakdown, Ariel. And that's exactly what it was. So just to be that voice for people and to help give them the resources that they need or point them in the right direction.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I love that you would post that stuff because you never know what people are struggling with. You know, someone could read that and go, hey, that's what I'm wait, there's something wrong here, right? I mean, you never know what people are battling. You never know what people are struggling with. And so someone's reading that going, oh, and it might, like, maybe I need to get checked out. Maybe I need to, you know, because I just went through this, you know. So, So what
because
has been
like
the best part
instance,
about – yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
For instance, when I first saw my therapist, they had asked me if I had had panic attacks. And I was like, well, what is that? And they said something like, your heart races, you can't breathe. And I'm like, I feel like I'm crazy. I don't know what's going on. I can't focus. And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's what that was. Because when I would get ready to get up to go to work, to put on my military, I'm still in, get ready to put on my uniform and stuff, I just, it's like I couldn't breathe. My heart would race, and I just could, I was like, I was stuck. Like I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. And it's like, it was like this overwhelming fear and terror. Come to find out that was a panic attack or anxiety attack. So that, you know, that's my thing is like, I'm going to share my symptoms and share what I'm going through and stuff. So that if somebody else is going through that, they can say, oh, maybe that's what it is. So now I know how to explain it to my doctor or my therapist or somebody to get more help.
So what has been the best part about your transformation so far?
Knowing that I've helped others and that my story has helped others.
That feels so good. What about the worst part? What's been the worst part about your transformation?
The days that my symptoms get the best of me.
You know, I heard it one time said that, and I don't know, it might have been my pastor. I don't know. It might have been somebody I was coaching with or somebody, but I don't remember where I heard it, but it always stuck with me. You know, and it's okay for you to not be okay. I was like, what? No. That's not, I mean, you gotta be positive. You gotta be motivating and you're supposed to be like a badass because you're in the military. And I don't remember where I heard it, but somebody was like, dude, it is okay to not be okay. Like as long as it doesn't take you down, you know what I mean? Like it's okay to not be okay. And it kind of sticks with me when I get into these moments where, and you feel it too, right? Like you get all flustered, you get all mad, and you're just like, oh, like you feel all cloudy. Like I can't explain it. Like you feel all cloudy. You know what I mean? Like you said, like I can't think right. It's so much going on around me, and like loud noises and like a like big crowds do that for me. Like I've got to be by myself. I've got to be by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's wow, that's pretty big. So who's been your biggest influencers through this whole thing? You know, we talked about coaches and everything. Who's been your biggest influencers?
Oh, wow. You're going to put me on the spot like that.
We ask the hard questions on this show.
Oh, you know, it's like when somebody gets an award and you don't want to miss anybody's name.
I mean,
everybody.
Like family, coaches, you know.
Coaches, everybody who I've come in contact with, I have been very, very blessed.
Wow.
I have some amazing people. I'll tell them about, you know, what I feel and everything. Sorry, it's getting loud. About, like, what I feel and my mission and stuff. And I've had people just say, hey, here, let me help you. And it's like, oh, my God, thank you so much, you know. And in turn, it doesn't help me. It helps the people who I work with. So just been a blessing.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could name everyone.
I mean, you can if you want. I mean, you're the guest.
No,
you
I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try.
So for people who are transitioning out of the military, what do you tell them? I mean, what are some resources? What is your approach that you use?
Definitely, if they're just doing the regular, hold on one second. Can you do some filler talk
live.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Do some filler talk, Sean.
Hey, folks! This is live show. I mean, I don't edit out my programs. You know, if you're listening live, this is live. You know, and this is what you get. You know, so if you have a question for the guest, you can call in at 657-383-1109. We're about halfway through the show. You can call in at 657-383-1109, and you can talk to myself or Ariel if you know somebody who's transitioning out of the military, or you yourself is looking to transition out, or know somebody who's struggling, you know, coming out of the military. And it's a big deal.
Yeah,
we talk about 22 a day. You know, there's people who transition out of the military, and, you know, I think it's at like 18 or 19 now, but there's groups out there that are 22 a day, meaning 22 veterans take their lives every day. 22 veterans take their lives every day because when they get out of the military, you know, they don't feel like they can function. They've got these you know, ailments, and they just don't feel like they can do it. You know, another statistic that I read, you know, prior to the show is that a 20-year or a full-term career military veteran has approximately a 5-year life expectancy after the military. And the reason they say that is because they either take their life or they do something stupid or they're, you know, skydiving or something happened, like they're doing all these, you know, extreme stuff, you know, but after those 5 years, then, you know, normal life kicks in and, you know, your life expectancy goes up closer to the end of those, you know, 5 years. But that's the statistic, and that's so bad. So if you know anybody that is transitioning out of the military or has transitioned and they might be struggling, gotta figure this out. We gotta get them some help. And Ariel is the perfect person to get in touch with. So Ariel, are you with us? I think she's
okay.
Still,
I'm here. That was a good filler.
She, yeah, I was like,
that's that military power.
Perfect.
I was like, oh, he took over. Yeah, they're kicking me out of the office.
Gotcha.
I didn't know they leave this early. And everybody's okay, bye. Talk to you later. So I'm at the National Alliance of Mental Illness, Kansas. So NAMI, Kansas. I'm a big advocate for them. And that's one of the resources I do recommend for people. The National Alliance on Mental Illness. They are all across the U.S. in the different states. And many people have local affiliates. They have different programs like Connections, NAMI Homefront, Family to Family, In Our Own Voice, all kinds of stuff. And they talk about mental illness. They advocate for the mental illness community. And for those who have family members who suffer from a mental illness, the Family Fit to Family is a very good course to go through, our program to go through, because then you get to talk to other family members who are dealing with a spouse or son or daughter or mother or father with mental illness. And so, you know, just that connection, just knowing that you're not alone. And then NAMI Connections has different peer support groups. And many of the people who work with NAMI or who are part of NAMI, they have some sort of intimate relationship with mental illness, either themselves, they're living with it, or a family member. So that is a huge resource. And I've been active with them going on a year, and it has really, really helped me a lot. I'm an Our Own Voice presenter, so that helped me be able to tell my story of living with mental illness, like my down days, how I cope, medications, and then my good days and my hopes and dreams. And then I'm also a family-to-family presenter, which talks about how family members can, you know, have self-care for themselves, because, you know, caregivers out there, it's hard. It's stressful. And you may feel some kind of way and then feel bad because you feel bad or you feel, you know, some kind of anonymity, if that's the word I want to use, towards a family member. But getting around other family members who understand means a lot. And it takes that burden off your shoulders. So, So I've been hanging out with them today, and this is the first time I've come to the office. And so, and somebody's about to talk to me real quick. 1 second.
This is a live show. So you never know what you're going to get on these live broadcasts. You never know. So we're talking with.
I guess it's a Friday, so I guess they decided, you know, the one day that I'm trying to be in the office forever, that they were going to leave early.
Oh, boy.
So now the building is locked, so I have to wait and walk out with one of them. So, yeah. And I told them I was on the live show, but I guess they say whatever.
Whatever, right? So why do so many people struggle? Why do so many people struggle transitioning from military life to civilian life?
I really think it's the emotional side that because we don't talk about it. We talk about resume hunting, resume writing, job hunting, interviewing skills, going to school, you know, all those different things. But nobody says, okay, you're going to feel like you've lost a sense of identity, or you may not know what you want to do in life because you're so used to getting told what to do. Because now we have like all these options, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not used to having this many options. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I don't know which one to choose. Just tell me what to do. But when you get out, it's like your life is yours and you're responsible for yourself. You no longer have the team members that you're responsible for, the people that are responsible for you. So I think that's a big one. And it really has an emotional toll for some.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of it has to do also with, like, the connections you make and the closeness and the brother and sisterhood that you create. And, you know, because we go down range with each other and we got each other's backs, and it's like a family. Like, you're losing a part of your family almost, right? I mean, there's an emotional connection to it, you know?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And that camaraderie, like we're used to, just doesn't exist in the civilian world like we're used to. It just really doesn't. And, you know, certain things like the chain of command and looking out for each other and the team mentality, it's so different on what I call on the outside. And then, I mean, the military is its own culture. So it's literally transitioning out of the military is like going through a culture shock.
Yep. Absolutely. So what can someone do to brace for that culture shock? You know, what can we tell them, you know, some things that they can do? I always tell them, you know, find out, you know, what your passion, purpose, like we always tell them that. But I was like, man, like if you don't want to work for nobody, like just be an entrepreneur, you know, like there's so many things you can do as an entrepreneur. But what are some things that people can do to kind of lessen the blow of transition?
One of the things is networking. I was speaking with somebody and they talked about networking is not something that we learn that much of. So start networking today. I mean, immediately. Mm-hmm. Don't think, oh, I'm 5 or 6 years out or 15 years out. Always network, build relationships, mutually beneficial relationships. And then that brings in camaraderie and people can help point you in the right direction. Also, just awareness of the emotional toll that it could take, of the culture shock. And like you said, know your purpose and passion or figure out what you want to do, even if it's not necessarily connected to what you did in the military. Find out what you want to do because you have a say-so in your life and you have the right to choose. And if you want to be an entrepreneur, hey, this is my shameless plug. Contact me because I love helping people monetize their passion so they can put food on the table and a roof over their head.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. Because there's a lot of transitioning people. And I know some, you know, personally that have gone on and they're entrepreneurs and they're doing amazing. You know, they're doing amazing things in the world. I know some that go right into like aircraft mechanics, go right from like the military to like, you know, Boeing, or they get their pilot's license. I mean, they've got it all figured out, but there are those who get out and they don't have it all figured out and they have no idea where to turn. But I just wanted to know that there are things that you can do and amazing people like Ariel, is a coach for you. Like she's going to coach you through some of the things that you can do to, you know, set your life, you know, on the path. So what are some of the things that you tell people when they start working with you? Kind of walk us through that process of how someone begins working with you.
So if somebody wants to work with me, okay, I'm going in the elevator right now. Life happens, right? So hopefully I don't lose service. But if I do, just start talking for me. But they can contact me, reach out to me. And then I usually ask them, like, what do they want to do? Do they have any idea of what they want to do? And we start working from there. If it's going into entrepreneurship, then I really talk about mindset. I am so big on mindset, especially with veterans who are dealing with a mental illness, or let me say veterans who are dealing with PTSD.
Et cetera.
Because it's how to work through the diagnosis and the disabilities that we have and still be successful. So mindset is huge with me. And then if they don't know like what direction they want to go in, we'll talk about passion and purpose. What lights them up? What do they love to do? What do they hate to do? Because sometimes you may not know what you want to do, but you know what you don't want to do.
Right,
so we'll talk about that and just and lay out a plan. If you come to me and you're like, yeah, I definitely want to have my own business, then we'll plan out how that looks. So I'm very flexible. I am, come on, I'm prior military. So
right.
Flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
You know how that is.
So do you do like 1 month, 3 month, 6 month programs? Like, how does that work?
3 month and 6 month programs. And then I'm actually building up an intensive for those who just want to knock out something. Again, very flexible. I have what I call the Trep Tech Academy.
Interesting.
And I'm doing that for people who are wanting to work on personal development, professional development, and business development. And it's a low-cost entryway into, you know, the coaching world, you know, just getting business started. Because I know some people look at one-on-one coaching like, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready for that type of investment or that jump just yet. So that's where the TREP Tech Academy comes in at. And I'll give you that link. And it's just going to have a little bit of everything in there because I have this IT background. A lot of people ask me about, you know, all kind of tech stuff, system stuff, social media, because now that I look back, I built an online business pretty much. And a lot of it was due because of my anxiety, but it taught me a lot on the other side. It taught me how to run a business online. And even before then, I was an entrepreneur. So even when I was in the military active duty, I had I was doing web design and graphic design on the side, and I had a candle shop, a brick and mortar. So I love business. I love entrepreneurship. So that's where the Trek Tech Academy comes in at. And then
perfect.
If somebody wants to just sit down and have like a VIP day where it's all day just focused on them and knock everything out with like starting up their business, coming up with their brand image and, you know, their voice and a content plan, I do that. Or if you want to do it over several months, like I said, we'll have 3-month packages and 6-month packages. So there's different ways to work with me, depending on what feels right for you at the moment that you need it.
I like it. And you can pull from a whole bunch of different resources, you know, that you deploy out, you know, to get them started on that right path. Like, what is the direction? You know, are you a 9-to-5er? You know, are you fully comfortable, you know, taking orders forever? Or do you want to be an entrepreneur and maybe do a home-based business? Or, you know, I said it one time, I was like, I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad. You know, and then wife's like, all right, me and the girls are going out this weekend. And I was like, I'm sorely mistaken. I don't want to do that. I got 4 kids. I don't want to do that. So, yeah, figure out what you don't want to do and start knocking out the list. Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And sometimes your do not list might be a little bit bigger, you know, than your do list, which is great because then you can really, you know, dig deep and go a mile down and an inch wide and say, this is what I love. This is what I want to do. You know, like I said, some guys, they love the military so much that they come back as civilians and work in the military and continuing in the military. Mm-hmm. But as a civilian employee, I'm like, ugh, not me. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm already an entrepreneur, but I mean, that's just not in the cards for me. So you got to really know yourself and know what you want. That's great advice. So let's do this. Talk about, because I'm going to do this shameless plug here because you already mentioned it. Talk about your website, theveteranwoman.com. What will they find when they go there?
Oh, my. I need to update it, but they will definitely find my podcast. They will find my podcast there. My podcast, it's called The Veteran Woman Podcast, but I have people from all walks of life on there. I have women, men, veterans, and non-veterans on there. And we pretty much
on
talk
there.
About something. Yes, yes, you are. We pretty much talk about stuff like you and I are talking about, transformation. Mm-hmm. My big thing is to always talk about a breakdown and how did they break through that, or how did they turn that breakdown into a breakthrough. So we share successes, we share failures and how to overcome them. And I love the podcast because I've met so many amazing people and heard some amazing and inspiring stories. Also on the website, you'll find some of my services, what I offer. And I will have information about the TREP Tech Academy in there. You'll find out about the Veteran Woman Network, which I'm moving to a nonprofit to serve women
cool.
veterans. So, yeah, I'm kind of
awesome.
Doing I'm adding divisions under my brand. Because I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, do I work with who are not veterans or do I work with people who are not, you know, men, so they're not women. And I'm like, yeah, of course, I'm not going to turn anyone away. It's just one of those, you know, focused marketing. And because I'm a veteran woman, a woman veteran, you know, I know that definitely. But if somebody feels like they can use my services, then let's go. Let's do this.
Right. Yeah. I will tell, like, if you're a veteran woman, like, you have got to go to Arielle. She will set you up for success. I've seen her in action. She is completely amazing. So as we wrap up the
show,
you're welcome. As we wrap up the show, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
Love yourself.
Ooh,
Learn to love yourself. And that, and so much comes from that. Learn to love yourself. Love your uniqueness, because that is what makes you you. And be okay with it and walk in it, because that's what will draw people to you. And when you learn to love yourself, you'll embrace that uniqueness, and people that need to come to you will come to you. So love yourself. That's my biggest thing.
Self-love seems to be probably at the bottom of the list for military personnel. You know, we're busy, you know, doing other things, taking care of other people, and it's the last thing, you know, that I think we ever think about, especially downrange. You know, taking care of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So give us a call to mm-hmm. action. What should someone do today? You know, we talked about, you know, connecting with you, coaching, you know, whatever, but what is a call to action that you can give someone transitioning from the military? Maybe they've been removed for a little while from the military, you know, a couple of months or maybe a year, you know, what would their call to action be? All right. Fair enough.
I mean, that's a big call to action. I am so serious on that, because with that comes self-esteem. It comes confidence. You move in your purpose and passion when you do that, but just really loving yourself, and don't beat yourself up for not accomplishing something, because life is fluid. You still have the ability to accomplish something, and never, ever don't you dare give up. When the days get dark, your life is meaningful. Somebody mm-hmm. needs you, and someone needs to hear your story. Please believe that. Please believe that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's powerful.
And if you need and if you need help sharing your story, feel free to reach out to me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we both definitely help people tell their stories, and you know, that's huge. Yeah. So any last words before we close the show?
I thank you so much, Sean. I thank God for bringing you into my life. I thank you for being a friend. Even when we don't talk, I'm constantly watching your social media, and I'm telling you, you are so inspiring to me, and I love what you're doing, and I just thank you so much, and I look forward to the future of whatever's to come. And meeting you in August if I don't meet you before then, in person, real life.
I am super excited to rock this event with you in August. I am super pumped. When I saw your name, I was like, yes, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I was so
They're
pumped
not
up.
Ready. They ain't ready.
They're not.
They don't even know.
They don't even know. All right. So thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been my honor to host you on the show. You do such a great job with everything you have going on with your podcast. And, you know, I watch you, you know, so I connected with you, you know, in a way that I don't connect with a lot of other veterans, you know what I mean? So I think we have kind of the same mindset and we kind of think alike. So, like you said, you know, you came into we came into each other's worlds, and it's been amazing. So mm-hmm. thank you so much mm-hmm. for your time and for being on the show.
Thank you.
Awesome. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, another impactful episode, amazing guests. If anything resonated with you, please reach out to me, reach out to Arielle. You can find her in the show notes. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's all there. You know, you got to connect with her. Go to theveteranwoman.com. Check her out. Connect with her. She's an amazing coach, and she will set you up for success. So as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. So until next episode, have a great night.